the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Hey y'all, Robert Kraft here, owner of Clemson Sock Shop, located inside Newtique Boutique on Pendleton Square. Whether you're looking for funny socks, funky socks, practical socks, or nostalgic socks, we've got you covered. We even carry an exclusive line of Howard's Rock socks. We're a family-owned small business and are sure to carry a sock that will make you and your feet smile. Shop with us Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays until 4 inside Newtique Boutique on Pendleton Square. Buy five, get one free. Clemson Sock Shop. It's fun fashion for your feet.
South Carolina and all the ships at sea. How are you today, Producer Ramona?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you very much. Yep. You know. Lots of things to get to on today's show. You want in 654-767, 654-767. You can get in and join the conversation. All sports today. We'll probably have a lighter show tomorrow, but it's nothing but hardcore wall-to-wall sports that I want to cover. A little college baseball, maybe a little Major League Baseball. What's the score of the Mets game right now, Ramona? Because they're playing the afternoon against the Phillies. They were trailing 2-0, and which is interesting because they absolutely own the Phillies. And when I say own them, I mean they're 16-5 against them the last 2 years, this year and last year. They had beaten their brains in. Let's see. What's going on there? Oh, the Mets are winning. They were down.
The Mets are winning.
Yeah, they were down 2-0. Well, I just told you they beat the Phillies every time they play. The Mets are still a dangerous.
Yeah, but we
bunch.
Know what happened with the Braves in Oakland.
Yeah, well, the Braves did come back and win that last game. And look, I picked the Braves to win the division. I still think that'll happen, but I don't think the Mets are going anywhere. I think the Mets are actually getting a lot better. And I think there are some real signs of life in the Mets, and a lot of it starts with the fact the idiots finally started to play their young players, which they hadn't done. You know, they have the best young catcher in baseball in 40 years of baseball, since Johnny friggin' Bench and Francisco Alvarez. And the morons weren't playing him. They actually, the idiots actually brought up Gary friggin' Sanchez to play in front of Alvarez one game. And Sanchez had his usual 17 pass balls and, of course, cost the Mets that game. Then they sent him back down and finally, because every single person in the fan base knew and the entire starting pitching staff was basically saying, you have to give us 21-year-old Alvarez. That's the respect the pitching staff has for Alvarez as a game caller and a staff manager behind the plate, before you even talk about the fact that he's just a relentless and powerful hitter. But the idiot Mets didn't want to play him. Because he was 21. And they didn't want to play Beatty at third.
You know, got to start somewhere.
Right, because he was also a kid. Those guys are so so insanely better than the schmucks they have played at those two positions the last few years, the absolute schmucks that they should all have been fired. But in any case, you know, at least they're playing them now, and the Mets just love them some Philadelphia Phillies. they beat the Phillies' brains in 14-5 last year, and they beat them the last two nights. Now it's 16-5 the last 2 years, and as I said, they were trailing this one 2-0. Now they're up 4-2. The Phillies hate the Mets. They just don't want to play the Mets at all because they know that basically they have no shot. You want to get in 654-7627. I want to start with college baseball. Hey, we're going to get to the running backs again. We're going to get to we're going to talk college football. We're going to talk total plays. Ramona, to date, I've given you one total, right? UConn? I gave a UConn over 4.5.
I have one
right?
total.
Yeah. UConn over 4.5. We're going to go back to that. We're going to go back to that, and we're going to look at totals today. I have some plays for you. It's not as many as usual. I'll probably add to it at some point, but I'm not in love with the totals this year. Now, of course, you know, depending on what way the juice goes, I'm actually going to pay some heavy juice on some of these because it's amazing the distinctions and the numbers you get going both ways. I mean, we'll talk about this. We'll talk about this in a little bit when we get to it. But as I said, you want to get in, you are welcome to do so. You know, there's a lot of debate about whether South Carolina should have hosted a regional or not. A lot of debate. A lot of serious media sources that cover college baseball did not think South Carolina would get to host a regional based on how they played down the stretch. And I realize they're getting some people back. I'm usually the voice of reason here when it comes to South Carolina. I don't think they're winning. I don't. I think getting people back at this stage is like too late. I just don't think you can reinvent yourselves on the fly. And when you're playing poorly, I think you're playing poorly. I think Campbell's going to win that region. The fighting Campbell's, Ramona. I think the Campbell fighting Campbell's. I think Campbell's PO'd that they did not get to host a region over South Carolina. I think they're going to be highly motivated, and I think they've been playing great baseball, and South Carolina hasn't. So I think Campbell's going to win. I wouldn't be surprised if NC State won that region. NC State can rake. NC State can hit. Their question is always their pitching. But I wouldn't be surprised if NC State won the region. The team I don't think's won the South Carolina regional is South Carolina. I don't. I mean, maybe I'll be wrong. I don't know. I think when you're not playing well and you're at this point in the season, I think reinforcements are too late. I think you found a different way to play, rightly or wrongly, and I just don't know that you can magically inject people back in and think that you're going to get great results. I don't. I think Campbell's winning that region. I think they're the best team in that region. And I think they've played like the best team in that region. And I think they're PO'd. So I think there's a lot of motivation there. I don't know. If I had to rank the teams in that region right now, I'd go Campbell, NC State, South Carolina. I don't think South Carolina has played well enough down the stretch of the season to think that they're just going to somehow magically turn it on because they have a home crowd advantage. They had a home crowd advantage in a lot of those games that they didn't win. So I don't know. Again, this is nothing against South Carolina. It's just the reality of how they're playing. So I'm not high on the Gamecocks coming out of their own regional. I'm not. From a Clemson standpoint, you know, Ramon, it's amazing. This team won 43 games. I mean, at the midpoint.
I know.
I mean, it was a train wreck. It was like, you know, man, it's gonna take Coach Backich longer than we all thought to write this ship, because at the midway point, it did not look good. I mean, Caden Grice was a non-factor for most of the year. He was more than a non-factor. It looked like his baseball career might be over. I mean, he couldn't do anything. Nothing. He was a non-factor doesn't even begin to describe it. I mean, Bob, we have Bob Mahoney on every week. Bob Mahoney was like, I mean, he was like doing last rites on Caden Grice, and with good reason. And then the whole Grice back in the pitching rotation came up, and somehow that was the magic elixir to get Caden Grice going. It made him feel like when he stepped to the hill that even though that's not his favorite thing to do, it made him feel like he was part of the team again, which he did not feel. And gradually that built his confidence to the point that he went from persona non grata, no factor whatsoever, the first 20-25 games, to a guy who's up for all these awards at the end of the season, which is amazing. And his rise sort of went along with the rise of Billy Amick, who I don't know what was expected of Billy Amick, but Billy Amick, the same sort of period, the second half of the year has been incredible. You know, Clemson is a funny team to figure because, like, if you look at the totality of their season, you know, forget the 43 wins. I'm talking about individual numbers now. Obviously, Cantorell started out the season incredibly well. But if you look at the totality of their season, you could look at these numbers and say, who cares? You know, this team's not very good. The problem is they are a team that played two separate years, two separate seasons. The first half of the season, they weren't very good. And there was, like, no power at all. You know, as Eric Backage struggled to tear this team down and rebuild it in his image, to play real baseball, the way baseball is supposed to be played, not this fraud of an analytic game that had been forced down our throats in recent years, both collegially and professionally. Eric Backage decided to play real baseball, but that took time. There was a learning curve to all of that. Players bought in, but there was still a learning curve, especially for a guy like Caden Grice. But what sort of happened magically around the time that Caden Grice was inserted in the pitching rotation, not only did he come to life as a hitter, but Billy Amick came to life at the same time. And so when I say there were two different Clemsons, there's the Clemson that you can look at in the first half. Maybe there's three different Clemsons. There's the Clemson you can look at in the first half. There's the Clemson you can look at in the second half. And there's the Clemson you can look at for the totality of the season. The first half Clemson sucked. The totality of the season Clemson doesn't scare anybody. When you look at the home run numbers, you look at all the numbers, the totality of the season numbers don't necessarily scare you. But what should scare you are the second half numbers. Because the second half numbers have been a completely different story. In other words, all those power numbers, you know, we talk about power numbers. This team hit this many home runs on the year. This team hit this many home runs. The thing with Clemson is they hit them all in the second half. Grice and Amick with all sorts of tremendous power numbers the second half. If you look strictly at their numbers over the second half, they were outstanding. You know, they were outstanding. If you extrapolate that out, if you take the second half numbers and you work backwards, you extrapolate it out as to what that would have been over the whole season, those numbers would be incredible. But and that's how they're playing now. And the same thing is true with the pitching. Remember I said that first half of the year, the team ERA was like 6. And now the team ERA is like 4. Well, again, how do you get to 4 from 6? You have to be at 2. You know, and again, these aren't the exact numbers, all right? What I'm speaking in a generic sense. In other words, I still wonder about the pitching on this team as a whole. I still think if they go down, that's how they go down. But the second half of the year, the pitching's been astonishing. Because otherwise you wouldn't have been able to lower that 6-4. So that's how you wind up winning every game. You know, the Clemson numbers, the second half of the season, have been incredible. And they're the favorite in this region. They should be the favorite. And they should win this region. This team should win this region. I guess my only caveat to that is I still think Tennessee is very dangerous. Very dangerous. I don't care about their road record. I don't care about any of that. I think we get too caught up in things like that. It's a small sample size. Pitching wins on the road. They have the arms. I don't think that's a big deal. I don't. I think six of those games were against Arkansas and LSU, who are two of the best teams in the country. They went 1-5 in those games. All six of those games were very competitive, and most of them were low scoring. In fact, maybe the most runs scored by any of those teams in those two series was 7 in an individual game. There weren't a ton of runs scored. So what I'm telling you is I don't think Tennessee's going down easily. They're a very dangerous two. I just think they would be my concern. They'd be my concern because I think they have the home run bats, and mostly I think they have elite pitching. They have elite arms. And the other thing is I think they were really embarrassed about what happened last year. You know, they were the team that everybody thought was going to win. I didn't. And then Notre Dame took them down. I think they've had to live with that. Now, it's not all the same cast, and this team's not as good as they were. But if Clemson does not win the region, it'll be because Tennessee did. And that's what it's going to come down to. It's going to come down to Clemson and Tennessee. Again, I would favor Clemson. I think Clemson is the favored team for a reason. I think Clemson is on fire. But I would keep in mind, the other part of this is that the SEC plays 10 teams in this tournament. It's a pretty good league. And, you know, good teams are supposed to win at home. I think that what you look for when you're looking for a road team is, do they have the ingredients to win on the road? And I think Tennessee does. Now, whether they're going to do that or not, remains to be seen. But that's how I see it. In other words, I think South Carolina goes out in flames. I don't think they win their own regional. I just don't think they're good enough. Again, we're talking about the now. I think that's what's important. You know, in the snapshot of the now, South Carolina is not a good baseball team, not a great baseball team. They're an okay baseball team. They're not great. I mean, again, if you look at the totality of the season, you found a way to get them a home regional. But if you look at the second half of the year, they're just not a great team. I just don't think you can magically turn it on. Maybe I'll be wrong. Maybe they will. I think the Campbell Fighting Campbells win that regional, and I also wouldn't be surprised if NC State wound up being the second best team in that region. And in the Clemson regional, I expect Clemson to win, but I don't think it's going to be easy. I think Tennessee is going to be I think Tennessee is a dangerous team for the reasons I cited. So we should see how it plays out. So that's how I see it. I have Campbell in the South Carolina regional, and I have Clemson in the Clemson regional, but not easy. Quick break. Walt Tiptoe, the Road Rage.
Summer is here, and no one wants to see that old dad bod at the beach. It's time to get that belly fat under control, get those muscles toned, and get that alpha feeling back in the bedroom. Come get your testosterone up and that weight down today at Low Country Mail. Our concierge plans are simple. For $220 a month, we include all testosterone, doctor visits, labs, and primary care. Ask about our amazing deals on semaglutide. Semaglutide reduces the urge to overeat, and patients are losing, on average, 35 pounds. Get that alpha figure back and make man men again. LowCountryMail.com.
Built to last and rock solid resale value. Just two of the many reasons to own a Toyota. And the place to buy your Toyota? Ralph Hayes Toyota in Anderson. For over 70 years, Ralph Hayes Toyota has been delivering great value and service while setting themselves apart from the competition. And they're the oldest Toyota dealer in South Carolina. For new, used, or certified pre-owned Toyotas, find them at Ralph Hayes Toyota, Clemson Boulevard, Anderson.
Estes Heating and Air, the elite Heil dealer of the upstate, is here to give you peace of mind with an exclusive offer. If hot air is blowing from your unit and your AC is on, it's time for a routine checkup. A priority customer membership with Estes Heating and Air includes two full routine services to make sure your unit is running efficiently all year long. New members enjoy $25 off first year of planned maintenance. Estes Heating and Air, the elite Heil dealer of the upstate. 864-718-7200. Depend on us.
What's up? It's a Target trend alert. New swim has just arrived and it's sunny weather approved.
If you're into bikinis or one pieces, high waists or cutouts, they're the perfect combo of trendy, flattering, and affordable.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And there are so many cool styles with gorgeous details. These suits have macrame, crochet, wood beads, pretty shells, and more. Totally a luxe for less vibe.
Yes, yeah, so dive in and shop this Target trend without the spend.
This is Deputy Scott Tickner with the Pickens County Sheriff's Office. We want to encourage you to summer safely. Last year we had 833 DUI-related crashes in the upstate. Don't be a statistic. help us keep the community safe this summer. Be responsible and don't drink and drive. DUI is a serious problem that affects not only the driver, but also the victim's family and our local community. Visit thephoenixcenter.org today for treatment, prevention, and rehabilitation resources.
Are you a veteran needing help with your VA claim? Have you filed a claim, but it's been a long time since you've heard from the VA? Robert Surface, a certified VA attorney in Honeyapath, South Carolina, can help. Call him at 864-235-0886 for an appointment, or go to his website at surfacelawfirm.com. Let's sit down together and talk about your VA claim and come up with a solution. Call 864-235-0886 today.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Live, local, trusted. With the largest coverage in the upstate, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walked up to the road rage. We are back. You want to get in 654-767, 654-767. You can get in and join the conversation. So I've made my picks, as at least the picks people care about. You know, nationally, I don't know. Wake Forest has the pitching. They have probably better pitching than anybody. The only thing with Wake Forest is their route isn't all that easy. They didn't actually set Wake Forest up like a number one team in the tournament. They set them up like a team that doesn't get any respect. So I'm not sure about that. I have to think about that a little bit more. But in the Clemson regional, I'm going with Clemson. With Tennessee, the dangerous team. And again, I think they clearly are a dangerous team. And then in the South Carolina region, I'm going with Campbell. And I actually think NC State may be the second best team in that region. So we'll see how all that plays out. We have NBA to get to. We have college football to get to. A lot of college football. We'll get back to the running back thing. We'll rank the running back rooms. Morgan Thomas will join me tomorrow. We'll continue that discussion then as well. We touched on the top of the running back list as we got out of here, but didn't get to spend much time on it. We were running late. So in the last few minutes, we sort of rolled through the top eight. We might revisit them a little bit, a little more conversation on that. I want to actually start to talk about some college football preview. We have dinked and dunked at that before, but I want to get into that on a much heavier basis moving forward now. And we'll start sort of a generic conversation about that today based on some of these total numbers and what it looks like. You know, I will tell you one thing, Ramon. All of these newcomers to the Big 12, I was looking at the schedules for all these newcomers to the Big 12, the Central Floridas and the Cincinnatis, et cetera. The Big 12 basically said, screw you all. We welcome you. We're glad to have you in our league. But if you think we're doing you newcomers any favors, you're kidding yourselves. They hammered those teams. They hammered those teams with schedules that are absolutely brutal. Because I came into this thinking, you know, hey, Central Florida has an athletic, talented, dual threat quarterback in John Rhys Plumlee. who's been there for, well, he's been in college football for 117 years. You know, I thought this is going to be a pretty good team. They're well coached. They have an experienced quarterback. They have great team speed. And I think all those things are true. But like the Big 12 just said, you know, screw you, Central Florida. We're going to show you what a Big 12 schedule is about. But they like intentionally set it up, in my mind, the worst way humanly possible for all these newcomers. That's why, you know, I was looking at these totals for some of the newcomers to the Big 12 and thinking to myself, why are these numbers so low? This is before we even, you know, dabbled at the schedule. The only one we looked at was Central Florida. In fact, we're going to pull their schedule up again, pull Central Florida's schedule up again. And I kept thinking to myself, these numbers look really low. I mean, Central Florida was like 6.5. And I'm thinking, 6.5? How could Central Florida be 6.5? Let me pull that up too. You pull their schedule up. I am going to pull the actual number up on the college win total. Okay,
let's, the odd thing.
Yeah. Central Florida is 6.5, as I thought. One place lists them at 7. Again, this is how the numbers change. For example, and we're to play this out straight in terms of these numbers and the juice. Okay, so, and I can take this two ways. I'm going to tell you which way I'm taking it. There are four gambling establishments that have put total numbers up. Four that are listed on Vegas Insider. There may be others, but there are four that are listed here. So I'm going to take the numbers that I deem most favorable to me because, you know, again, you can play it two dramatically different ways. For example, Central Florida is listed at 6.5. 6.5 win total at three of the four establishments. At 6.5, you have to lay significant juice. One place, it's MGM, it's 145, minus 145. DraftKings, it's minus 145. No, it's minus 150 at DraftKings. And then FanDuel, it's insanely minus 170. That number is way out of line with the other numbers. Now, your option, if you don't want to lay that heavy juice, is you can go with Caesars, and Caesars has it at 7 at minus 115. So in other words, the game total goes up, but the juice goes way down if you take it at 7, which, you know, it's not a bad play because at 6.5 to win, you need the 7 number anyway. You know, you have to, if you want to win that, there's no 6.5. There's only a 6 and a 7. So in this case, rather than take this heavy juice on the minus 6, on the 6.5 number to go over the total, you're probably better off if you want Central Florida taking that thing at 7 and where it's minus 115. Well, you know, basically almost normal juice. So I think that would be how you would play it. And when I first saw Central Florida at 6.5, my eyes lit up. I thought, oh yeah, I'll be giving that out to the degenerates. We'll be hooking the degenerates up with Central Florida at 6.5. That was my first thought. Until I heard this. Let's start with this part of it, Rowana. Give me the road games for Central Florida.
Okay, the first one, do you need to know when?
You can tell me when.
Okay, September 9th is at Boise State.
Okay, so they open on the blue field, where, again, historically speaking, Boise State's not quite what they used to be, but historically speaking, it's still really tough to beat them on that field.
Okay, and then on the 23rd of September, they're at Kansas State.
Okay, this is where they start to get screwed over right here, though. So their next game is at Kansas State, who was a very good football team a year ago and should be a good team again.
Okay, and then on, where'd it go? Oh, October 7th, they go to Kansas.
Kansas, mm-hmm. Who is also, I think, a really dangerous team. I am stunned at the Kansas number. I'll tell you right now, we will be eating on that, degenerates. I will be giving you Kansas. I haven't even looked at their schedule. We'll look at their schedule in a couple minutes. I only looked at their number. And I realize their schedule is going to be tough. They're going to, they're going to put a bunch of these new teams on it, but the Kansas number's 5.5. I don't understand that at all. I do not. They're like giving away. Vegas giving away money. All right. Okay, so the third game is at Kansas. Who, by the way, is an elite quarterback and elite running back. But they are 5.5 number. An elite coach, Lance Leipold.
Okay, October 21st is at Oklahoma.
At Oklahoma. So they start out on the blue field with at Boise State. Then they're at Kansas State. Then they're at a dangerous Kansas team. Then they're in Norman to play the Sooners. These are the road games. Yep.
And then on November 4th, they're at Cincinnati.
At Cincinnati. Again, another new member of the Big 12, but a team that has been virtually impossible to beat at home. Again, Cincinnati. What did we say Cincinnati was? Their record in the 2000s is better than Clemson's. What were they, 31-7? What were they? Something like that. Yeah, so good luck beating them there. Yep.
And on November 18th, they're at Texas Tech.
At Texas Tech, who I think is going to be one of the better teams in the conference. Okay. That's a brutal road schedule. Absolutely brutal. I mean, I like this Central Florida team. And maybe their speed is going to help them through some of it. Maybe they're going to steal a couple of these games. But, I mean, you could make a case they lose all those games. You know, I mean, who are they going to be favored over? They're not going to be favored. Now, the Boise State game is probably going to be about a push. They're not going to be favored. I don't know if there's a line on that already. But they're not certainly not going to be favored at Kansas State. The game at Kansas is probably about a push. Which after that was Oklahoma? Who's next after that? After Kansas?
After the Kansas one?
Yeah.
Oklahoma.
Okay, there'll be a significant underdog there, a double-digit dog. Next?
You want me to read them
again? Yeah, next. Yeah.
At Cincinnati.
Underdog there.
And at Texas Tech.
Underdog there. There'll be an underdog in all those games. What are their home games?
Kent State.
Wait a minute. Kent State?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, Kent State gave Georgia a go last year, and they have the same tailback back, Cooper.
Villanova.
Yeah.
Baylor.
Hmm.
West Virginia, Oklahoma State, and Houston.
Well, they better win all those games because those road games are going to be tough. But you know, but again, this is an example of how you decide to play it. There are these when you look at these total plays, you can get different numbers, but you're going to have to pay heavy juice if you want a better number. Like Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is 6.5 at 3 of the 4 establishments, but it's a heavy juice thing. It's to go over is -144, -150, or -145. On the other hand, if you take it at 7, you can get it at -110 at Caesars. But that's the choice you make. You know, so what we're going to do is we're going to play it absolutely straight out in terms of with the juice and dependent on the numbers. So that's how we're going to do it. And we'll see how it plays out. So I'm going to take a couple heavily juiced ones. But I think when you get to the 6.5-7 thing, I think it almost doesn't make sense to lay heavy juice at 6.5 when you need 7 to win anyway. Hey, let me tell you about my friends at Upcountry Fiber. Blue Ridge Electric Co-op has partnered with West Carolina Telephone Co-op to create Upcountry Fiber and bring superior fiber gigabit internet to your home. Upcountry Fiber is bringing fiber optic high-speed internet service to Blue Ridge Electric customers and the surrounding area. Blue Ridge serves portions of Anderson, Oconee, Pickens, Greenville, and Spartanburg counties. See if Upcountry Fiber is or will be available in your area by visiting upcountryfiber.com and clicking register interest. Join the network with the fastest internet speeds available, over 100% fiber directly to the home. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. You can have symmetrical 200 megabits by 200 megabits per second, starting as low as $50 per month, 500 by 500 for $65 per month, or an incredible 1 gig by 1 gig for just $80 per month. With the fastest, most reliable internet in the area, Upcountry Fiber will surpass your expectations. Upcountry Fiber can also provide HDTV and phone services with fast symmetrical internet speeds, unlimited data, no ugly overcharges, no contracts, no deposits, no deceptive introductory pricing. They treat their customers the way everyone wants to be treated. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Upcountry Fiber. Check out the new live coverage map by visiting upcountryfiber.com, clicking updates. See areas currently under construction and where Upcountry Fiber is available today. I promise you will thank me later. Go see them. Walter Tula Road Rage. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Skeptic about septic? Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Did you know your septic tank should be pumped every 3 to 5 years? With their maintenance plan, you don't need to worry. They take care of it. When it comes to septic tanks, prevention through routine maintenance is key. Their plumbers are fully trained, licensed, and qualified to provide the best experience the first time. So whether you need a pump or repair, don't be a skeptic on septic. Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Visit online at theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
Are you in the market for a car, but don't want to end up with repair after repair? At First Class Halt, we know how reliable a Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota can be. And while we fully endorse those makes, we know every vehicle isn't built the same. Before you purchase, bring your vehicle to First Class Halt, where investing a little can save you a lot of heartache. Our pre-purchase inspection will let you know exactly what you are planning to buy. Schedule today at firstclasshalt.com if you're in the market for a pre-owned Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. They're a clean-cut and reliable team, pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
East Main Furniture and Easley. Our Lazy Boy recliner sale is going on now. Everything in stock at prices $3.99 and up. New merchandise arriving weekly. Come in and see the new styles and colors. We have the right recliner in colors and size for you. Don't miss out on this once-in-a-year savings event. Hurry in for the best selection. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley. Online, eastmainfurnitureeasley.com or call 864-442-6054 today.
Graduation is just around the corner. You have worked hard for this moment. Your family and friends are here to celebrate. So get ready for those pictures and posts with a fresh shave and cut with Roosters. Roosters invites the men in your life to get a haircut and close shave like you have never gotten before. What time is better than now? Because the only thing more permanent than that degree is a picture in the family album. Call now for your appointment at 884-8920 to feel your best.
What's up? It's a Target trend alert. New swim has just arrived and it's sunny weather approved.
If you're into bikinis or one pieces, high waists or cutouts, they're the perfect combo of trendy, flattering, and affordable.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And there are so many cool styles with gorgeous details. These suits have macrame, crochet, wood beads, pretty shells, and more. Totally a luxe for less vibe.
Yes, so dive in and shop this Target trend without the spend.
The Upstate's home for the best coverage of the NFL Draft and the top 100 players is right here on The Roar on Road Rage with Walt Deptula, weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m., where every day is game day.
Times a day.
Walked up to the Road Rage. We are back. You want in, 654-7627. You can get in. So, again, when I first saw 6.5 Central Florida, I thought, oh, yeah, I'm going to be giving that out. The degenerates are going to eat. There'll be no eating for you. You're on a diet on Central Florida now. You will not be eating anything with Central Florida. Look, if you put a gun to my head, I would probably still say that goes over. I still think there's enough speed and athleticism in that program that they'll surprise some people. Read me that whole schedule one more time. I'm thinking about 6.5 now. Now I'm really thinking about 7 because you're going to have to get to 7. Read me that whole schedule one more time.
Their first game is Kent State at home.
I say that's a win. I don't think it's easy because they have Cooper and again, Kent State gave Georgia a go last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then they're at Boise State.
You know, again, this starts that road schedule. I think they can win that game. I'm going to say 2-0.
Okay, and then they're at Kansas.
See if there's a way to get to Central, to get Central Florida to 7.
Then they're at Kansas State.
Yeah. I think that's probably a loss. Let's see, 2-1.
Then they have Baylor at home.
Baylor is a talented tailback and Reese, and they're well coached defensively. But that's at Central Florida?
Yes.
Let's give them a win. 3.
Okay. And then they're at Kansas.
3.5.
Then they're at Oklahoma.
3.5.
Then they have West Virginia at home.
4.5.
Then they're at Cincinnati.
5.
Then they have Oklahoma State at home. Don't know for sure about Oklahoma State, do you?
6. I do now. 6.
At Texas Tech.
6.
And then Houston at home.
7. That number's right on.
Are you making a pick on that one?
No. Clemson is 9.5, 10. It's 9.5 at 3. The numbers on Clemson and Florida State are basically the exact same. In each case, 3 casinos, gambling outfits, have them at 9.5. And in each case, 1 has them at 10. So Clemson's 9.5 at 3 different places. You are paying heavy juice to the over. Or you can take the 10 at -105. So normal juice at Caesars Sportsbook. You could take it to go over the 10 at -105. Again, if you're playing it to go over 9.5, there is no 9.5. All right. There's a 9 and a 10. If you're going over 9.5, 9's a loser. It's that complicated. You need 10 to win that play. Now, you could get 10, one establishment has Clemson -168. One has Clemson -145. And actually, the third also has Clemson at -145. When you go to 10, you're only going to -105. Now, the distinction, obviously, is 10 wins when you get to... So let's say you pay the heavy juice. Let's say you... Well, you wouldn't go to 168. You go to one of these 145ers. So let's say you go -145 to go over that number. If it goes 10, you win. At the one establishment that has it at 10 at 105 with much lower juice, if it goes 10, you push. So there's your distinction. I think the number of 10 is right. I just think it's right. I think it's spot on. I think 10 is the number. If I had to place a number on Clemson, I would put it at 10. I would be more like this 10 at minus 105. That's where I would have the number. Clemson wins double-digit games every year, yet there are enough questions about this team offensively right now to make you wonder, you know, can you be better than 10? Again, the receiving core is completely unproven. I think there are some questions still on the offensive line. I believe in the running backs. I believe the quarterback, when all the parts around him are ready, which they're not. All right, so some of these numbers, I passed on all these early numbers. I passed on La Tech, Bowling Green, Vanderbilt, Iowa, Texas A&M, Sam Houston, Central Florida. Clemson is right where it should be. The only number I've given out so far, Ramona, is UConn minus four, or UConn to go over 4.5 and paying heavy juice of minus 145. Do you have that?
Yeah, I have that one.
You have it at minus 145?
Yeah, I have both those things in there.
Okay. Because there was a third option. The third option was actually plus 120, and that was at DraftKings, who has the number at 5.5. Well, I don't want the 5.5. I take the 4.5 because I want to win at 5, and I'll pay that juice should I lose at minus 145. I just think UConn's a well enough coached football team and have enough answers, and I see enough wins on that schedule to make me think they're getting at least 5 wins. So I'm taking UConn over the 4.5 at minus 145. And by the way, that's available to you at Caesars. The next one is Indiana. I passed on them. Indiana is 3.5. Here's Florida State's numbers. Again, just like Clemson. Florida State is 9.5 at 3 outlets, and they are 10 at the other one. And the 10 is 105, just like Clemson. And the 9.5 is heavily juiced to go over that number. Minus 145 at 1, minus 142, and minus 145. That reminds me of something. I heard Brett McMurphy on national radio last night, Sports Grid. And Brett McMurphy is another of these guys, without question, saying that Florida State is easily the best team in the ACC. Easily! Ramona, the Noles, easily the best team in the ACC. Clear favorite over Clemson in terms of Brett McMurphy. Brett McMurphy thinks the... Brett McMurphy works for that Brent Musburger-led gambling outfit now. What is that? What's that? What is that? I'm drawing a blank. It'll come to me in a minute. In any case, that's who McMurphy works for now. He works for that group. And so he is picking Florida State to win the ACC and basically thinks it's going to be like a no-brainer. Thinks that the Noles are the clear choice in the ACC, that they have surpassed Clemson. There's a lot of that out there. There is a lot of that belief out there. In fact, he has the Noles going to the playoffs. And if that happens, you know, again, this is a really important season for Clemson from a transfer portal perspective. Vital. Vital, vital, vital. It's to maintain the status quo. Now, there are a lot of Clemson fans who don't think the status quo should be maintained. But to maintain the status quo, you have got to beat Florida State at least the second time and get to the college football playoff. You've got to win the ACC. You have to win the ACC. If Florida State wins the ACC, you have no choice but to revisit the whole transfer portal thing. You don't. If you get knocked off the hill by a team that is built of transfer portals, you can't do it your way anymore. You know, that's just the reality of it. I mean, unless the system changes. You know, if the system changes, maybe. But otherwise, you just can't do it that way anymore. And that's why the games between Clemson and Florida State this year, of which I believe there will be two, are going to be some of the most important games Clemson football has played in this era. Because it's all about the method of your operation and whether the method still works to the degree that it did. Again, all of the big powers in college football are hammering the transfer portal. The brother of the offensive coordinator that Clemson hired, Lincoln Riley, is out at USC pounding the transfer portal. Alabama, Georgia, these teams are hitting the transfer portal. The best teams in college football are hitting the transfer portal. They're seeing too big a talent pool, and they think it's too much to ignore. Clemson's the one school. Ohio State's hitting the transfer portal now. Clemson's the one remaining school near the top of the college football world that is refusing to engage. And again, I think that works as long as people start, as long as people don't think your program is slipping, or as long as there isn't tangible evidence that the program is slipping. I think that's going to tilt one way or another this year. I do. I mean, I fundamentally agree that Dabo Swinney's way is right. It's the more moral and ethically correct thing to do. It's the way it should work. And if I was czar, I would dissolve the way this operation works today. I wouldn't wait for government. If I was running college football, if I was czar of college football, here is what I would immediately put in action. You are 100% free to enter the transfer portal. You may not benefit economically for 2 years. And I don't care what the government says or what anyone else says. I don't care. And I think I have protection on that status anyway. These things were never meant to be combined. All right? And I am not denying anybody the right to make money. See, that's a falsehood. I'm saying you want to make money in NIL, stay where you are. You know, what's that line about Dabo Swinney always uses about, stay where your feet are or play where your feet are, whatever that is? Do that. Do that. Do that, and you can make all the NIL money you want if someone wants to pay you. But, and again, you're also free. If you don't like your school or you want to move closer to home or you have some other issue, enter the transfer portal. Go. But don't think you're doing it to get a payout. This is being used. This is being improperly used. It was never meant to operate as it is now. It invites tampering. It's all bad for college football. It just is. It's terrible. And these players are just putting themselves up for bid around the country. They're trying to make a better economic situation. They don't care the slightest bit about education or any of these allegedly noble goals that you're supposed to get in the quote-unquote student-athlete. None of these guys care jack squat about that. They're just looking for the highest payday. I can make Dabo Swinney's way work, Ramona. I can guarantee that Dabo Swinney's way works over everybody else in the country if you just make me czar for one day. You make me czar for one day, Dabo Swinney will be king. You make me czar for one day, and Dabo Swinney will rule the world of college football again. Because I will make it so. My first move would be I will separate transfer portal from NIL. You can do one or the other. Or you can do both in theory, but you know, you have to, if you enter the transfer portal, you are not going to do it just solely to go make money. If you enter the transfer portal, your reason's going to have to be more noble than that. And if you want to go, you are free to go, but you will not benefit economically for a period of 2 years. And you know what that will do? That will immediately dry up the stinking transfer portal. There won't be any more transfer portal. It will disappear tomorrow.
It'll go back to the way it was before, a few here and a few
there. Because this thing right now is an out-of-control monster. And as such, it's exploded. This pool is just growing by leaps and bounds. The number of players, and as it grows from a football standpoint, I don't think you can stand there and ignore it anymore as it sits today. But if you let me have my way and I divide the two with that methodology, that transfer portal will dry up tomorrow and Dabo Swinney will start winning every national title. Or almost everyone. You know, if the thing dries up tomorrow, that's what would happen. If it stays the status quo and it continues to advance and it continues to grow and it grows unchecked, I don't see how you don't tap it. And we're going to find out again this year. Has Florida State just further closed the gap? Are they now, as so many seem to believe, the best team in this league? And if they are, what does that mean? Because the way I view it is, if some of these people are right and Florida State is the best football team in the ACC this year, if you're Clemson, you have to go use the transfer portal. Because that means you've been passed by a team that was way behind you at almost warp speed, and you're still not engaging. That's going to be proven one way or another this year. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Turn your home into restricted airspace. Tell incoming flights you want them diverted. The new Raid Essentials light trap plugs into the wall and uses light to attract, then trap, flying insects like fruit flies and mosquitoes. It's 24/7 continuous attraction.